to meet, know, and follow Jesus. The best thing that happened to you this year, the best life that you can have this next year, is the one that God has planned for you. Do I hear an amen to that? Stand with me as we read this morning. We're going to have a good time today. Psalm chapter 1. So the book of Psalms, man, what a precious book in the Bible. Psalms is special, I think, to many people that have ever read the scriptures. When you begin to read the Psalms, they just seem to speak to you. And the whole Psalm book starts with this beautiful benediction. It says, blessed is the one. Blessed is who? Blessed is the one. The Bible's talking about you. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. And whatever they do, they prosper, right? Isn't that good? Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, God. Welcome to our presence. Lord, we pray that you would just come and just fall upon this place. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just quiet our hearts and our souls as we enter into a new year, as we digest last year, and as we sit in the presence of God. We pray, Lord, that you would calm our hearts and clear our minds. I pray that you would whisper in all of us and just let us know that you're with us and you're here. You see us. Your thoughts toward us are as numerous as the grains of sand on a beach. You are intimately acquainted with all our ways. And you love us. In this truth, we just come before your presence and we pray that you would just speak into our hearts. We pray this in the name of Jesus. And all those who love Jesus would say, amen. Y'all may be seated. And for those of you online, nice that you're with us as well. And nice rain, right? That was nice. That was good. So have you been doing, have you been digesting 2022? Have you guys had a chance, I think, both, you know, probably personally digesting what happened in 2022 and what happened, you know, in our world around us and trying to get a handle on all that. And, you know, so do you guys remember the O.J. Simpson trials? I remember I was hooked on those, that whole thing with O.J. And so this year, since O.J., I have to admit, I was kind of hooked on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial. I found myself every day going, okay, what happened today? What happened? You remember Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow, right? How many people love the Light Caribbean, right? Yeah, it's right. It's a great ride at Disneyland. I like that ride. And now they have a little statue of him there. So he marries Amber Heard, and she was in Aquaman, and all of a sudden she's saying that he's, you know, abusive. And then as you watch the trial, it was played out before us. You hear the videos of her hitting him, and then she's saying that he's not a man because she didn't hit him that hard. I mean, but he's the one that's abusing her, and yet she poops on his bed, you know, on his pillow. You guys remember all this? That was entertaining, wasn't it? She just had to pay him now $1 million. Apparently, she was more abusive than he was. What a mess! We got to see that, didn't we, in 2022? And we got to hear it, but we all got to see the Will Smith slap, right? Remember this one? I think you got a picture of that one. We all saw that, didn't we? We heard the story of this married couple and how messed up they were, but we got to see this one, right? In 20, poor Chris Rock gets nailed. I remember watching it going, is this fake? Was this staged? How many of you thought it was staged? I thought it was staged. It wasn't. Just kind of played for all of us to see. There's some people in Hollywood that are really messed up. Yeah. And it's not a rumor. It's confirmed for all of us in 2022. We have evidence that there are some people in Hollywood that are really messed up, right? That was 2022 played out before our very eyes and ears. When the kids were little, we loved America's Funniest Videos. Did you ever watch America's Funniest Videos? I can't believe that Bob Saget passed away. That was so wild to hear him passing away in his hotel room. Very bizarre circumstances how he passed away. I have to admit, for me, okay, guys, I remember back in the 80s, Olivia Newton-John. So I loved Olivia Newton-John. I was so bummed she died of breast cancer this year. I actually saw her concert in San Diego with my brother back in the, I think, late 80s. And boy, she was a really good entertainer, very sweet person. If you apparently she would say the Lord's Prayer every night. She was on her own spiritual journey. I'm kind of bummed that Olivia Newton-John passed away. She's too young. I'm a Dodger fan. Vin Scully was like my family. Hearing Vin Scully was, you could always turn on the news and a welcome and a greeting to you, wherever you may be. You know, he's such a classy guy. Actually, when he passed, I feel like I lost some of my family when Vin passed away. It's kind of sad. The Queen. Did anyone watch the Crown? Has anyone seen The Crown? It's interesting. If you ever do, see the one where she meets Billy Graham. That was probably one of my favorites. Billy Graham really had a strong influence on the Queen of England, and she really was a follower of Jesus. And so weird to see her pass away. And obviously, you know now that, you know, Barbara Walters and Pope Benedict. And what do you say about 2022? You reflect back and you look back. I think for many of us, I mean, we see what's going on in Iran and the moral police killing this poor young lady and people fighting for religious and political freedom in Iran. And a year ago, would you have believed that war would break out again in Europe after, you know, since World War II? Who would have believed? Last night, I guess that the Russians sent rockets into Kiev to wish everybody a happy new year. You know, we have our missionaries that are living in Kiev. And what a senseless war. Why? Why? Russia was actually becoming a part of the Cold War had collapsed, per se, and Berlin Wall came down in the 80s. The whole thing, McDonald's was in Moscow. Russian students are studying overseas. There was a world it seemed like the whole East-West thing. And all of a sudden this happens, and you scratch your head and say, what a senseless war. And you have to ask the question, why? Pride, arrogance, kingdom building, Putin wanting power and his building his own kingdom. And nothing new under the sun? I don't know. By the way, church, good job. We raised about $20,000 to help feed people in Ukraine and to provide these light hubs, and where people in the Ukraine, as you know, our missionaries in the Ukraine are, because they don't even have power and it's freezing out there. They've bought generators and gas, and they're having people come into churches, and they're turning on heat so people can come in and they can charge their phones, and they're feeding them and they're giving them the gospel. And that is so cool that the kingdom of Jesus is being built. And just think, I mean, how much would 20 grand go toward feeding people physically, heating people physically, and pouring into them spiritually? Because, I mean, that's so cool. Well done, church. Well done. Well done. Well done. 2022 is gone. Hello, 2023. Does anyone know what's going to happen in 2023? Anyone have any idea? Anyone? Does anyone know what's going to happen this year? I mean, we can kind of guess. I wonder what Hollywood has in store for us this year, right? Only the future will tell. Ah, there's some wisdom from my young friend. Yes. So I'll tell you, this is what is going to happen in 2023. The earth is still going to spin on its axis about 1,000 miles an hour. Did you all know that? the Earth is still going to orbit the sun at about 67,000 miles an hour. In 2023, you're still going to travel about 1.5 million miles a day. Even the days when you think you didn't accomplish much, well, you still traveled 1.5 million miles today. That's going to happen in 2023. I'm sure that as our society continues to leave God, we will continue to spiral out of control, debating what a woman is, arguing that a man can give birth. We will still be debating the right and to celebrate the murder of babies up to the point of birth in our country. I'm sure that's still going to happen. People, when our society leaves the concept of God, when our origins is no longer rooted that God, we are made in the image of God, when we forsake that truth, we say there is no longer God. And once that's true, then morals are what? What's the meaning of our life? The reason why kids are killing themselves at amazing paces on this planet and drug over... I mean, our youth have no... What's the meaning of my existence? There is no God. Now go get self-esteem. Really? Morals are totally relative. And if they're relative, then who argues what's right or what's wrong? What is truth? There is no truth. This is our world. As we leave the God of our fathers, the God that this nation was built upon, as we leave that, we will continue to spiral out of control. And the things that seem to be so basic will now become hotly debated. And they are. And that will continue in this year. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But for those of us, hope. But for those of us who walk with the one true and living God, we will continue to be planted deep in who He is as the world of chaos evolves around us. As we continue to orbit around our God, our Creator, we will continue to find meaning, hope, truth, love, peace. As we orbit around Christ, we will be blessed. And that will happen to you and that will happen to me in this year. As the world does what it does, for those of us who are planted and rooted in Christ, we're going to still be blessed. So, first Sunday, we have to study Psalm 1. It's one of my favorite psalms. This psalm is a great psalm. It speaks about people being planted and rooted in life, planted deep as we travel on this journey called life. For all of us, as we're going to begin 22, let's start with Psalm 1, right? Check this out. Psalm 1, 1 and 2. Here it is. Here's, blessed is the one. He's talking about you. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. What does this say? What does God want to say to you and me? Blessed is the one. Did you know that? Blessed is the one. I love how this starts off. Do you feel blessed? I want you to know this from God this morning. In 2023, in this crazy world that's happening all around us, God wants to bless you. God, the Creator of heaven and earth, wants to bless you. If you're going to take notes with me this morning, here's a note for you just to ponder on. Write this one down. God wants to bless you in 2023. Blessed is the one, right? I love this. When God told Moses, bless my people, and it's called the Aaronic blessing, right? The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and may His face shine upon thee. When Jesus gives His famous Sermon on the Mount, what's the first words He said? Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Do you know that God is a God that wants to bless you? And He wants to bless me. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the one. Do you know this year, God wants to bless you this year? Amen, brother. But here's the truth. There's a specific path to God's blessings in your life. This is true. There's a specific path to God's blessings on your life. Note number two, write this down. God's blessings for your life is found on a specific path. And this is what the psalm teaches, which is so important. I mean, listen to this again. Let me read this to you. Listen. Let this stir in this morning into our souls. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one. That's you, right? Okay, but what is the specific path to blessing? Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on it day and night. The blessed person of God is described in this psalm for what they do and what they don't do. Did you catch that? God says you're blessed for what you do and you're blessed for what you don't do. Okay, so what don't you do? The blessed person of God doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Right? They've learned to take wiser counsel. Okay, imagine this. Here's a lot of the public colleges, and there is no God, so your origins are that you've come from nothing. You're an accident of billions of years of time and chance. And since that's true, your meaning of your life is good luck. Morals are relative, and when you die, you just cease to exist. Go live life. If you believe that, and you live that out, what does that look like? Ask Johnny Depp. Ask Amber Heard. Ask Colin. I mean, it's a... What? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Because who you are listening to will determine a lot of the blessings of your life. Who are you listening to? See, the blessed person of God listens to God and not to others. Who's... Oh, man. Take note A. Write this one down. The blessed person of God doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, right? Right? Who are you listening to? Who are you following? Anybody that can come up out of the grave is probably smarter than you. And you should probably listen to them. Is Jesus smarter than any professor you've ever listened to? Answer? Yes. Does Jesus have more insight than Charles Darwin? Answer? Yes. Is Jesus sharper than... I mean, people... If he can come up out of the grave, you should probably listen to him. He might know more than you. Who are you listening to? The blessings that God gives you in your life comes a lot by what you do and what you don't do. What you don't do is listen to ungodly people. They'll mess with you. Take notes. Another note. The blessed person of God doesn't stand in the path of sinners. See, first you're walking. Pretty soon you stand and you start talking to him. Right? You're walking with a person. You stand, you start talking to him. See, the blessed person that God's speaking about, their company of who they walk with and listen to has changed. They're more wise. And who am I listening to and what am I doing? They don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't stand on the path of sinners. And write this down. Note number C. The blessed person of God doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers. You're walking. Can you see the progression? Isn't that beautiful? You're walking with somebody and they're, you know, you're an accident of billions of years of time and chance. You start listening to them. Oh, by the way, you have absolutely no meaning for your existence. Morals are totally relative. What is the human value of a human life? That's your truth. Who says that Auschwitz and Dachau was wrong? That was Germany's moral guideline. Who are you to say that what they did, killing 6 million Jews, is bad? That's moral relativism. Oh, when you just cease to exist, you walk, you stand. Pretty soon, do you sit with them? You sit with them? The blessed person of God doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers. This person finds no rest in the assembly of those who mock the idea of a holy God, who mock the idea of sin, who mocks the idea of eternity or of righteousness, the reality of eternal God. The blessed person of Psalm 1 has been enlightened to a better philosophy. Amen. Jesus says, darkness to light, lost to found, blind to see. God's blessings comes in what you do and what you do not do. Have you noticed that when people are living in rebellion to God, they go from bad to worse? Has anyone ever noticed that? At first, they merely walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and then they stand in the way of open sinning, willfully participating in rebellion to God, and left alone, they will sit along the road of misery and become teachers and tempters of all who pass by to join them in what they're doing. They have their degrees in addictions and darkness of soul. They become mockers of those who don't follow them, mockers of the idea of morals, of righteousness, and the God of both. Have you noticed when people are living in rebellion to God, they go from bad to worse? Have you ever met these people? I used to be one of them. I did a lot of walking in the counsel of the ungodly. I personally did a lot of standing and participating in the sins of the lost. I mocked. This was me. I used to scorn people who believed in God. The Bible calls me lost. Do you know what that life was like? Not blessed. That's me. I've tasted both. Blessed. Not blessed. I was empty. Misery. I was driven by fear, hatred, hurt, bondage, addictions. Can we all say praise God for the cross? The mercy of the cross. Blessed is those who hear God. Right? Psalm 1, 1 and 2. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of or the company of mockers. They found another way, people. They found another way. But whose delight, here it is, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. See, here it is. The blessed people that God speaks of, blessed people know the voice of heaven. And they actually just don't know the voice of heaven, but they delight in the voice of heaven. They delight in the word of God. And here's note number, here's another note, right? Blessed is the person who meditates on God's word. The blessed person of Psalm 1 understands that when heaven speaks, it's for them to listen. Did you know that? You know that, don't you? When God speaks, our job's to listen. When heaven commands, it's for us to what? Obey. When heaven calls, it's for us to answer. When heaven invites us, our job is to accept the invitation, right? The blessed person of Psalm 1 has crossed the line with God. They understand the voice of God and the scripture of God. And it's kind of cool. It doesn't say, blessed is the person who studies. It says, blessed is the person who delights in the word of God. Difference between studying it for some exam and delighting in it, because we realize that God is speaking to me. Right? God is speaking to me. He's speaking to you. And you start going, dude, this is awesome that God would take time. I delight in the voice of the Lord. Do you delight in the word of God? Do you joyfully welcome the word of God into your life? See, the God, the creator of the world, is talking to you. And as he's talking to you, you are blessed. Blessed. Okay, here you go. Okay, meditation. When I say the word meditation, what's the first vision that comes to your mind? Right? How about that? Right? Lotus position, right? The lotus position, eyes closed, palms upward, empty your mind, empty your mind. It's that Eastern mysticism, right? This is the world's understanding of meditation, yoga, right? See, here's the deal. In a different culture, in the Hebrew culture, in the Bible, when it speaks of meditation, it speaks of something different. When the Bible speaks of meditation, like in Psalm 1, or has anyone ever read Joshua chapter 1? Check this one, Joshua 1:8, good one, right? Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, and then you'll be prosperous and successful. There's this theme. God says, you listen to me, you're going to have a better life, right? The Hebrew word is chagah. It's also used for the cooing of a dove. Trip out on that. You want to know what biblical meditation is? It's cooing of a dove. Anyone ever heard a dove coo? Brrr, brrr. You hear them all the time, brrr, right? You ever heard doves cooing? See, when the Bible speaks of meditation, it's speaking to the idea of a murmuring or a whispering to yourself as you're thinking on the Word of God. You're cooing. You hear God speak to you and you begin. It's not you're emptying your mind. You're actually filling your mind with the voice of God, and you're meditating, you're cooing, you're murmuring, you're absorbing, you're processing, you're stirring in. That's what meditation is, biblical meditation, right? Thinking on truth until it reaches your heart, right? I mean, meditate on this. Be still and know that I'm God. You don't study that. You meditate on it. Have you done that lately? When my wife and I were getting married, Dr. Wilkins Talbot, we were doing premarital counseling, and he says, Frank, he was Cindy and I, we're both in the room, goes, Frank, he goes, what you need to do, he goes, you need to take Ephesians 4, 31 and 32 and paste it on your spouse's forehead. Okay? And this is what it says, get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you, right? Do you know that that's a great verse? He says it's on your spouse's forehead, not for them, but for you. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Forgive your spouse just as God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. This is not a verse to study. It's a verse to meditate on. If you stir this in, you coo on this verse. What would happen in your life if you cooed on that verse? If you meditated on that verse? If you stirred that verse into your soul? Blessed is the person that stirs in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Blessed is the person that stirs this verse into their lives. But because of, if you could stir that into your life, if you let God speak into your life, you know what that, you know who the people are that live that verse? Blessed. Blessed. People that live this, blessed is the one who listens to the voice of God. Do you know what you call people are who live that verse? Live it. Freedom. Freedom from bondage of bitterness. People that know how to forgive. Right? Psalm 1. Isn't this a good psalm, people? See, I love this psalm. This is, in 2023, God's going to bless you. He's going to keep you rooted and planted in the world of insanity, right? Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. They found another way, people, right? but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. So here's the question. How does the Bible describe what a person looks like who follows God? Here's the verse 3. You ready? That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do, they prosper. What does the Bible say in Psalm 1? What does the person look like who's rooted deep into God's Word? Here's a great picture. I like this picture. Isn't that a great shot? See that tree? Planted by the streams of living water. It's kind of cool. If you ever go down the Dead Sea area in Israel, there's all these trees that like John the Baptist would have been hiding under. You know, there's these trees in the middle of this desert, and there are all these trees growing up. Like, how did that tree? It's rooted so deep that it's found water. And in this dry, barren place, there's these beautiful trees that exist. You're going, how does this tree even live in the around the Dead Sea area? Picture like this, all brown, and yet there's this tree. Don't you kind of feel that way when you see the world? You look at the world and you go, this place is messed up. Why aren't I messed up? I used to be, or maybe I'm not as messed up as I used to be, right? Because you're planted. The Bible says that you that follow and listen to God, you look like a tree. It's like life in a desert where there is no life. You're flourishing, you're grounded, you're rooted. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its seasons, right? This person's life is thriving. It's blessed by God, by the wisdom of God in their life. These people that delight in the word of the Lord, they meditate on God's word, and they're blessed, right? The people that are like this are firmly planted for this life and the life to come. There's the big picture. Their foundation for their life is laid. See, whatever that picture is of that tree, Jesus would agree, and yet he used a different analogy, didn't he? Jesus, at the end of his Sermon on the Mount, says, he who hears these words of mine and acts upon them is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. And when the storms of life come, not if, but when, this person's house will stand because they've built their life on me. But the fool is the one who builds his foundation on a sand, not rock. And when the storms of life come, not if, but when, that person's life is wasted because they didn't build it on a good foundation. The same principle of Psalm 1 saying that you're a tree planted by the streams of living water, Jesus would totally agree with that. He would take you to an analogy because he was a builder or he's a carpenter from Nazareth. You got to build your home on a good foundation because when you do, then you'll survive. What does a person look like who builds their life on the voice of God? The Bible says, you're like a tree planted by the streams of living water. When we plant trees, okay, here's a note for you. Write this down. The person produces heavenly fruit. It says that their fruit's in their season. The person produces heavenly fruit in their lives. A godly character, right? For this life and the next. What does a person look like who follows God? They're planted deep and they have fruits. Fruits in their life. Godly character. You're not taking your career to heaven. Hate to tell you that. You're taking your character to heaven. You know what God's more concerned about than your career? Your character. Character goes to heaven, your career doesn't. God wants fruits in your life, fruits in its seasons. Have you noticed that life is filled with seasons? Fruit comes in its season. Patience, right? Patience in the season of testing. Patience in the season of testing. Or maybe in suffering. Patience in a season of suffering. Or maybe faith in a season of trial. Or maybe courage is a fruit in the season of battle. Or maybe wisdom is a fruit in a season of decision making, right? Or maybe joy is the fruit in a season of harvest, right? Fruits. You know, it's kind of cool when we plant trees. We just don't plant trees because we want fruit, but I think sometimes we plant trees because they just look pretty, don't you? Here's a picture of a, you know, that what tree is that? Looks kind of like around here from. Do we live in Orange County? Man, I remember back a long time ago, we had a lot of these trees everywhere. They're actually pretty. Not only do they have fruit, but they're pretty. People, when you follow Jesus, when you delight in His Word, when His voice is in your life and you delight in His voice, you're like a tree that's planted by water, right? And you're going to live. And you're going to be people of truth, people of love, people of kindness. You're going to be people of courage, people of strength, people of wisdom. And you know what? To see people live that out is beautiful. To see people live out faith, to live out love, to watch people that aren't bitter because Jesus has taught them how to forgive. When you see a person of God in this chaos of the world and you look at them and you see them, do you know they're actually beautiful? Aren't they though? What does God describe the person that is one who seeks God and meditates in God, who delights? He says, you're like a tree. You thrive in a world that's struggling. You are ground deep. You're stable. You're strong. You're secure. There's fruits in your life. And yet there's a beauty that comes as you live out your life. Isn't that what Jesus was talking about when he said, you're the light of the world and you're the salt of the earth? Do you know, when you see the world living the way it does, and then you see a godly person walk into the world, they're beautiful. Am I wrong? Blessed are the peacemakers. There's a lot of war makers in the world. You know how beautiful it is to see a peacemaker? Jesus says, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. The scripture says that this person, they prosper. What type of prosperity does the Bible teach about? Not money, though that can be. The prosperity that God speaks of in His scriptures is your character. Ah, here's your theological progressive sanctification, your discipleship. Jesus says, follow me. The more we follow our rabbi, the more we become like him. And the more you become like Jesus, the less you become like you. And you know what? That's beautiful. Because you, outside of Christ, have issues. Do I hear an amen? Amen. I do. A person walking in the flesh and selfishness, they're ugly. If you walk in the Spirit of God, you're beautiful. When God is in the process, you know why I'm convinced of this? One of the reasons why you're on this planet is God is preparing you for eternity. God is in the process of transforming you. You're taking your character. What the Lord is after in your life is for you to grow into maturity as a godly human being. To learn how to love, to learn how to forgive, to learn how to be courageous and strong, to learn how to walk in the ways of Jesus. This is God's purpose for your life. What you're taking to eternity is all that God has taught you here and now. Are you listening? Are you listening? Because it's all going to burn. He who dies with the most toys wins. Nothing. You can't take it with you. What are you taking? You're taking you with you. And what the Lord is concerned about is you. What type of person are you? And have you grown and learned? You prosper because you become more like Christ. To be a godly man and a godly woman. This is what this life is about. And here it is. Ready? Blessed is the one. Psalm 1. And here's the psalm. Meditate on this psalm today. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight, did you get that? Whose delight is in the law of the Lord or the word of God. Who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit. When the season comes, its fruit is yields. And whose leaf doesn't wither. They just stay beautiful. They don't dry up. They're in God's word, right? Whatever they do, they prosper. Not so the wicked, says God. They're like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. How's that for a psalm? Has anyone ever seen what a wheat field looks like? Wheat fields are very interesting. If you ever, in Israel, there's wheat fields all over. You pull off wheat, and you can see the wheat there, but it's all surrounded by the externals, you could say. What they did in the day of Jesus, how do you harvest wheat? Does anyone know? Nowadays, we have machines. Do you guys know how we harvest? In the days of Jesus, does anyone know how they harvested wheat? They would gather all the wheat, okay? They would harvest it, they would put it, and then they'd start beating on it. And they'd have to do whatever they could to separate the wheat from the chaff, right? And they would loosen it up, and then on a windy day, they would take forks and they would throw the wheat into the air. And when the wind blows, it blows the chaff away, but the wheat falls to the ground. Does it make sense? So the wheat has substance to it. The wheat has weight to it. The chaff, it just blows in the wind. Isn't that cool? What is the scriptures saying about a person who doesn't follow the way of the Lord? They're the chaff. There's no spiritual weight to them. There's no substance to them. That's humbling, isn't it? What does a person say of what does the scripture say of the person that doesn't follow God? Who walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who stand in the path of sinners, who sit in the seat of mockers. People, they're like chaff. There's no substance to them. They have no spiritual weight. In the eyes of heaven, they look at them and say, there's nothing to you. And in the day of judgment, they will not be acquitted, the Bible says. They are a mess in this life and the next. They perish. Let that sink in. Can you show me that picture again? The chaff. I think that's so humbling that the Almighty God would look at you and me and just say, well, you're this one or that one. Are you wheat or are you chaff? That's humbling. The world around us is filled with chaff. The winnowing fork is in his hand, Jesus says. There's this fork. That's the winnowing fork that they would throw up. The winnowing fork is in his hand. It's always about judgment. See, are you ready to stand before God? Is there any spiritual weight to you whatsoever? Who are you? In 2023, who are you? When God sees you, just between you and him, what does he see? When you look in the mirror, who are you? Do you know you can't hide from God? He sees you. Is there any substance to your life? Is there any substance to mine? Blessed is the one who listens to the Almighty. Blessed is the one who doesn't sit and listen to people that don't know what they're talking about. Blessed is the one who listens to what he knows what he's talking about. The person that made you and created you and planted you and has you here, every day that you're living is ordained by God. He has purpose for your life today. Jesus was teaching you things in 2022, and Jesus intends to teach you things in 2023. Will you listen? Will I listen? Who are we? Is there any weight to us? Because someday God throws us in the air. Maybe that's that time of testing to see what we're made of. Every now and then God... when I was teaching at Talbot, so I was teaching at Biola University, right? Biblical interpretation and spiritual formation. And I would, my students would be in class and I'd say, put all your books away, get out a pencil and paper, take a test, pop quiz. Guess what my students all did? Groaned. No, I want to test to see if are you learning what I'm trying to teach you? Get out a pencil and paper, pop quiz. Sometimes that's this. He wants to see if you're learning. What are you made of? Sometimes God purposely intends darkness to hit your life, to test you, to see what you're all about. Ask Abraham. Ask Moses. Ask the prophets. Ask King David. Ask the apostles of Jesus. There's a time when God just says, Who are you? Is there any substance to you? It's called the time of testing. And the fruits is faith in the time of testing. The fruits will find its place in its season. Probably in 2022, you might have been tested by God. And maybe you got an A and maybe you failed. But guess what? He'll test you again. It's called upper deficient faith. He loves you. He's going to keep trying to get it into your thick skull like mine so we can learn and grow and be more like him and less like us. Do you understand? See, here's the truth of Psalm 1. Isn't this a beautiful psalm? God's speaking to you in Psalm 1 today. God says he wants to bless you today. God says his blessing for your life is on a specific path. Don't listen to this. Listen to this. God's blessing for your life is in what you do and what you do not do. You don't do this, but you do this. And if you do this and you listen to me and follow me, you will be like a tree planted by streams of water, which will yield its fruits in its season. And you will prosper in this life and the next, most importantly, the next. But dude, there are people that will just continue to mock, make fun of, blow off God. And their life will continue to spiral out of control as our society continues to leave God. Will continue to debate things that are so basic it makes your head spin and your heart cry. As people embrace a different philosophy of life and live a very selfish, self-centered existence, whatever it is that makes me happy. And if that means you get put aside, that's your problem. There's no love, there's no compassion, there's no truth, there's delusion and darkness. Now men are winning women's sporting events in America. Does that sound fair? Some biological male is winning women's events. Does that sound fair to women? Welcome to America in the 21st century. What is happening? Our world is spinning out of control. The people that are making movies in Hollywood have issues. Dictators in Russia have issues. Islam has issues. Do you guys hear about The person killing or stabbing the... Do you know what they were saying when they were flying the planes of the World Trade Center? Allah Akbar, God is great. As they are killing people in the name of Allah. You've read the Quran? I have. World's got some issues, people. You are to be a tree planted in the Word of God. And you are deep, and you will not be forced or blown by the wind. You will not crumble. You will stay rooted and planted as you listen to Him and you interpret the world through the eyes of the Almighty. And all of a sudden, clarity comes in the most basic sense, and you're going, I can't believe people can't see this. Wow. Psalm 1. You go deep. God will bless you. This is what God has for you this morning. Do you hear Him? Meditate. Psalm 1. Look at the world through the eyes of Psalm 1. It'll make sense to you. Blessed. You who read this, you meet the God of this, you're blessed. Don't study it. Delight in it. Because everything He tells you is life. It's life. How messed up would you be if you didn't follow Him? What kind of person would you be today if you didn't follow Him? Father, I pray for my brothers and my sisters in this room. Oh, Lord, it's 2023. We know, Lord, that this year the earth is still going to rotate on its axis. We know, Lord, that the earth is going to still circle the sun. Lord, we know that the world is still going to have its issues. Lord, we don't know what this world has in store for us, but You do. You do. You know. We trust in You. We declare You're a good God today, and we love You. And we welcome You in our lives, and we thank You for taking the time to speak into our lives through Moses and the prophets, speaking into our lives through Your Son, Jesus, and through His apostles. Thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that dwells within us. Thank You for the Spirit of truth and for the Word of truth. Thank You, God, for all You have done. Thank You for all that You have done. We pray this for Your glory and in Your name. And all those who love Jesus would say what?
Amen.
Let's stand as we sing this last song.